Scotty Sears out in the Idaho wilderness hunting with a bow. A bear's approaching. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
And I'm at full draw now, and he's walking at me. And I'm just standing on top of these deadfalls in the sun, wide open. And he's coming. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to walk right into me. And there was one little willow, 2-inch willow, right between us. And I said, well, he's going to have to go left or right at that point. And whichever way he goes, I'm going to let it fly. And he stepped to his left. I released and he took 2 spins and put his nose in the river rock. And I was a lucky camper.
Don't they have an incredible sense of smell? He's just kind of curious, maybe?
Not at all. He didn't even know I was there. That was the interesting thing. Oh, by the way, he was 15 feet when it all ended. I don't think he was curious. The wind was really good. It was blowing down the creek the whole time. It had not blown up the creek whatsoever. So if not, he would have smelled me for sure and been out of there. So after I shot the bear, and he was a big bear, he turned out to be, he was a 300 pounder plus. He was like a 17 and a half inch skull. Black bear. He had a little white clump right under his chin, and he had a white V on his chest. Just beautiful. So I dressed him out. Driving out, I ran into 4 young guys, and I said, hey, you guys want to help me get a bear out? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Easier said than done. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.